Utah environmentalists can often be heard complaining they don't have a voice in state politics, that they're outsiders in their own state. But during this election year, they've lined up candidates in some big public lands districts, and they're taking their campaign to some surprising places. KUBR's Judy Fase reports.
Tell us a little bit about you and why you're running and why are you here tonight?
About a dozen people are crowded into a living room in Holiday to hear Ty Markham. She's a Democrat running for Utah House District 73. It spans six downstate counties and includes voters from Beaver to Monticello and Kanab. It's been represented by Republican Mike Noel for over a decade.
Maybe a unique opportunity to mobilize all those wonderful people who are in our area, in the district, the six counties that I would represent.
So why is a fundraiser for this race being held here in northern Utah and not in its home district, maybe at a ranch outside Panguitch or a cafe in Blanding? Allison Jones knows why. She's director for the Wild Utah Project, a conservation group based in Salt Lake City.
The reason we're gathered here is because representatives like Mike Noel have undue influence in the legislature on some key public land issues that the majority of the residents of Utah, many of which live in the Wasatch Front, don't feel the same way on.
Green-minded Utahns like Jones want to see more people like Markham in the state legislature. They're fed up with what they see as extreme rhetoric around conservation issues in Utah's Republican-controlled state house.
For example, keeping federal lands in federal hands so we can continue to enjoy the federal lands owned by all Americans.
Lawmakers rarely call on conservationists to weigh in on the big environmental issues of the state, like spending tens of millions of dollars to promote Utah coal or fighting a new national monument, which happens to be in District 73.
We need different representation.
Kirsten Allen is hosting the holiday fundraiser. She's a part-time resident of Torrey, a town in District 73 outside Capitol Reef National Park, and she's convinced other green-minded voters share her frustrations with legislative politics. They live in and around Utah's wildlands or play there. And Allen says it's time state policies reflect their values, too.
The power of state legislators is incredible, particularly in our state with a supermajority. And it's just been really exciting to have so many people say, yes, I want to donate to Ty, even though she's not their representative.
Nobody seems surprised by this.
The fact that the woman from Torrey is doing a fundraising holiday fits into that mold.
Jeff Hartley is a longtime GOP insider who served as executive director for the state Republican Party and now lobbies for energy companies.
That probably makes sense for her in terms of where she can raise money. I doubt she's going to raise it from the cattle ranchers in Kanab. But the folks in Holiday probably share her politics. That probably makes a lot of sense. She'd probably do well to do a fundraiser in Park City, too.
Matthew Burbank is a political scientist at the University of Utah. He says it's especially difficult for challengers to defeat incumbents.
When you're running against somebody who's a Republican in rural Utah, honestly, you know, it's going to be an uphill fight all the way.
Enter a new political action committee for pro-environment candidates. Green Votes for Utah intends to raise $30,000 this year. That's roughly five times more than environmental policy groups contributed to legislative candidates over a decade, according to the website followthemoney.org. And it's pocket change compared to nearly $2.5 million that the energy, agriculture, and natural resource sectors gave during the same time. Burbank says outsider candidates like Markham won't have a shot at a seat without campaign cash.
What you have here is people who are advocates for the environment kind of saying, yes, we're going to raise some money. We're going to see if we can't make this a more competitive race.
But Jeff Hartley's not convinced that money's key here. He contends Utah's legislature is already as green as it should be. He says green activists push issues too far for Utah's moderate environmental ethic.
People that vote and the general public are both pretty environmentally balanced here, where a lot of the Democratic environmental policies are a little left of that position.
At their state convention in April, Democrats said in speech after speech that they represent Utah's mainstream on environmental issues. I talked to Markham there about the logistics of running in a district nearly as vast as the state of West Virginia. She wore a Mormons for Bernie button and talked about taking her message to the district's 38,000 residents. She says there's a lot of common ground, even on the question of public lands.
There are lots of issues that are going to resonate with everyone in our district, and Democrats
in this case, myself, we're not going to be worrying about lawsuits and using tax dollars to fight all these big lawsuits that really have little chance.
Markham says it's time to focus more on rural Utah's economic and education challenges and less on saber-rattling against the federal government.
But I'm excited about this. I think this is our year. I believe this is really going to be the time when we really turn the tide in Utah.
Markham says she's ready for the long haul, all the fundraising and door-knocking of a full-blown campaign. She has over 4 months to make her case to rural Utah before Election Day. Judy Fays, KUER News.